Good evening. My name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion poll about important issues in Hector County. Are you registered to vote in Hector County?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Let's continue in that case. Generally, do you think that things in Hector County are on the right track or are things on the wrong track?
Are you talking the county or the city?
The county, and we're talking about the county here. In general, right track or wrong track?
Kind of in the middle.
And if you have to choose at this point, it's your opinion that matters. If you had to choose,
well,
would you say right track or wrong track?
Well, I'm happier with the county than I am the city.
So the county, okay, so do you feel the county is moving on the right track?
It's moving somewhat, yes.
On the right track. Very well. Let's move on. In your opinion, what is the most important issue facing Hector County?
Water and the rising of taxes.
Okay, let me see. Would that be right? Let me see, taxes. High taxes. Okay, very well. You got that. How would you rate the economic conditions in Hector County? Would you rate it as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Okay, repeat that question.
Yeah, how would you rate economic conditions in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. Okay, moving on. Thank you. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
Well,
5 years from now.
Probably worse.
Worse, all right. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the job of any close family members in Hector County? Would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat.
Somewhat concerned, thank you. I'm going to read you a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me, how would you rate each in Hector County? If you rate it as excellent, good, fair, or poor. The first characteristic mentioned is public transportation. Do you think that is excellent, good, fair, or poor? Poor, okay.
No, I think it's poor.
Poor, okay. How about the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
Fair.
Fair, okay. Effective leadership from elected officials. How would you qualify that in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor? Fair?
Yeah.
Fair, is that correct? Okay, very well. How about welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture?
Poor.
Poor, okay. Offering job opportunities in your field. Would you characterize that as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Oh, I'd say it's fair.
Fair, okay. A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth.
Probably poor.
Poor, okay. Natural beauty and physical setting.
Poor,
okay. How about the quality of public schools?
That would be...
Choices are excellent, good, fair, or poor?
We'll say fair.
Fair, okay. The availability of cultural opportunities, such as theater, museums, and music.
Poor.
Poor. Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment.
Well, fair.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to get from place to place with little traffic.
Poor.
All right. Okay. Availability of quality health care.
I would say poor.
Poor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about public safety and low crime? How would you characterize that in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor? Public
poor.
Safety and low crime. Okay. And availability of affordable housing?
Fair.
Okay, moving on. Thank you. Now, please rate Hector County as a place to live for the following types of people. The first type mentioned is for people like you. How would you rate Hector County as a place to live? Excellent, good, fair, or poor for people like you?
Fair.
And how would you rate it for young, single people?
Probably fair.
Fair. For racial and ethnic minorities, how would you rate Hector County as a place to live for that type of people? Racial and ethnic minorities.
Probably fair.
Fair. For entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses.
Fair.
Fair as well. Thank you. For people living below the poverty line.
I don't think it's any worse here than any place else, so I'll say fair.
Fair, very well. And for recent college graduates looking to enter the job market.
Fair.
Thank you, ma'am. And for retirees or people leaving the workforce, how would you rate that Hector County as a place to live for retirees?
Probably poor.
Poor, okay. For immigrants from other countries?
Fair.
Fair, thank you, ma'am. Moving on. And for families with children?
Fair.
Fair, thank you. Almost done. Moving on fast. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair, thank you. Over the next 5 years, do you think the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Stay about the same.
Same. Thank you. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Hector County? Would you say you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you, ma'am. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County? Would you say you are very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Not too confident.
Not too confident, okay. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Hector County? Would you say you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
I'm pretty familiar.
Very familiar?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Hector County? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Okay, now say that question again.
Yeah, how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development? in Hector County. Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident. We're talking about the leadership for community development. Somewhat confident. Very well. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not too likely, or not at all likely?
Not too likely.
Not too likely, thank you. Finally, just a few questions about you and your household. We're wrapping things up right now. What is the highest level of education that you have completed, ma'am?
College?
Would that be a bachelor's degree?
No, associate's degree.
Associate's degree, thank you. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Probably other.
Other? Okay. And for the statistical purposes only, what is your age, please?
65.
Thank you, ma'am. And do you have a school-age child living in your household?
No.
No children.
Well, I have a college student.
No.
Is that a school?
A school-age child usually refers to kindergarten to 12th grade.
Okay, no.
No. Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White or Anglo, Black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or other?
Anglo.
Thank you. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Is your annual household income below $25,000 to $39,999? $40,000 to $74,999 or $75,000 and above?
$75,000 and above.
Thank you, ma'am. Are you currently employed full time, part time, retired, homemaker, a student, or are currently unemployed?
I'm self employed.
So do you consider yourself employed full time or part time?
No, I would say full-time.
Full-time, thank you. Last question. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
No, I'm female.
Thank you, ma'am.
I'm not part of the alphabet.
Okay. And do you live within the city limits of Odessa, yes or no?
No.
This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation and your patience, ma'am. Very kind. Have a good night.
Thank you. You have a blessed evening.
Thank you, ma'am. Very kind of you.